This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Greetings to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona, as told by our KJZZ news team. Indeed, it is Friday the 13th. I ain't superstitious. Are you? Let's check the news. Republican Karen Taylor Robeson suspended her campaign for governor yesterday. From the politics desk, Wayne Schutzke has details.
Taylor Robeson, a business owner and lobbyist who failed to win the GOP gubernatorial nomination 4 years ago, was the first prominent Republican to enter the 2026 race and initially had some momentum after President Trump backed her campaign. However, the president later also endorsed Congressman Andy Biggs, saying either candidate would be a good choice. In a statement, Taylor Robeson thanked her campaign supporters and volunteers, but she said Republicans cannot afford a divisive Republican primary fight as the GOP attempts to unseat Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs in November. With Taylor Robeson's decision, there are two high-profile Republicans left in the race, Biggs and Congressman David Schweikert. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Pentagon from punishing Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, a former U.S. Navy pilot, for participating in a video that called for troops to resist unlawful orders. Also from our politics team, here is Ben Giles.
In November, Kelly and five other Democratic lawmakers appeared in a video in which they urged troops to uphold the Constitution and not to follow unlawful military directives from the Trump administration. Kelly later sued in federal court to block his January 5th censure from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, issued after President Trump accused Kelly and other lawmakers of sedition. On Thursday, a U.S. District Court judge ruled that Pentagon officials have violated Kelly's First Amendment free speech rights.
Today, a federal court made clear that Pete Hegseth violated the Constitution when he tried to punish me for something I said.
The ruling, for now, bars the Pentagon from proceeding with a process that could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain, and with that, a subsequent reduction in retirement pay. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, tomorrow, Saturday, the deadline for a new deal on the Colorado River and talks about sharing water in the future have been stalled now for months. As Alex Hager reports, the seven states that use its water can't agree on who should feel the pain of the cutbacks.
The states seem unlikely to have a deal. They say they're working hard behind the scenes to forge an agreement because the alternative is probably a big showdown in the Supreme Court. Missing the deadline will not cause immediate problems for the river, but it is likely to make the federal government more anxious. The current rules for managing the river expire in October, and federal officials need to do a lot of environmental paperwork before then. If they can't implement new rules in time, it could mean big problems at Lake Powell in northern Arizona. Water there could drop low enough to cause engineering issues at Glen Canyon Dam. Governor Katie Hobbs said states are working on a short-term plan to help avoid that. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Scottsdale Unified School District employee has resigned after he was arrested for allegedly transporting undocumented people for profit. From the Education Desk, Bridget Dowd reports.
Court documents show that in January, Victor Michael Bobbitt was stopped by Thana-Ottum police for moving violations in an area that is commonly used for human smuggling. Border Patrol agents were called to the traffic stop, and after questioning, records show Bobbitt admitted he was there to transport four undocumented people in exchange for $3,000 a person. Bobbitt served as the district's art director. An SUSD spokesperson said they were aware of the arrest, and Bobbitt was immediately placed on administrative leave and subsequently resigned. Bridget Down, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, bipartisan legislation to exempt disabled veterans from paying property taxes has passed out of the state legislature. Here's Cameron Sanchez with that.
The bill passed with near unanimous support and reached Governor Katie Hobbs' desk on Wednesday. If signed, the bill will go into effect immediately and apply to this tax year. Bill sponsor Michael Carbone says the proposal would protect veterans from being taxed out of their homes.
This is about fairness. It's about honoring service. And it's about ensuring that the most vulnerable among us can remain in their homes with dignity and integrity.
Similar legislation exists in a handful of other states. Arizona's version would specifically apply to veterans wounded in combat. Surviving veteran spouses would also be able to continue claiming the exemption. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, top Homeland Security officials were on Capitol Hill this week testifying before Congress amid ongoing questions about ICE tactics in Minneapolis. During a hearing on Thursday, Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona told Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons why the agent who killed Renee Good in the city last month was holding a cell phone to record.
as law enforcement, as military, you would never do that because you know you cannot handle a weapon, assess the situation, and be determined to escalate or de-escalate.
Lyons said agents have used cell phones to record incidents if body cameras are not available. In an earlier hearing, Lyons said about 3,000 of a total of 13,000 ICE agents currently have the body cameras. Well, Zara, Arizona's heat can be deadly, as we all know, and a bill in the state Senate would require landlords in the state to provide air conditioning for renters. Catherine Davis-Young has more.
In Maricopa County, about a quarter of heat-related deaths in 2024 took place indoors, and in the majority of those cases, the AC was not functioning. Some Arizona cities, including Phoenix and Tucson, already require landlords to provide working air conditioning that cools a space to at least 82 degrees. Democratic Senator Lauren Cuby's bill would make that a statewide rule.
So this is basic human habitability. And we need to ensure that for everyone in Arizona, not just the residents of Phoenix and Tucson.
The bill would also pause evictions during weeks when multiple days are above 90 degrees. QB last year proposed a similar bill to limit evictions during extreme heat. That bill failed to get a hearing. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Pinal County Board of Supervisors voted last week to ask Attorney General Chris Mays to look into allegations that County Attorney Brad Miller violated state law. That includes claims that Miller misspent public funds by hiring new staff without board approval and reporting that his office used the Signal messaging app to circumvent Arizona's public records law. But Mays was noncommittal when asked this week whether she would take up the referral.
One complicating factor, I think, would be the fact that he apparently mentioned me in those Signal chats, so we're looking at whether that sets up a conflict of interest for my office.
In a statement, Miller's office said it would respond to the claims in legal filings and argued some allegations have already been proven baseless. Well, on to some lighter stuff with the first spring training games just over a week away. Cactus League officials held a press conference Thursday to showcase some of the highlights. It includes new technology and a team making its first Cactus League appearance in 75 years. Here's Connor Greenwald.
This year, national teams from the World Baseball Classic will be part of the action, playing exhibition games against Major League squads. Matt Slatus is the general manager of Camelback Ranch Glendale, where the Chicago White Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers play.
Fans in Arizona have the opportunity to see not just Team USA, who's training in the Valley, but Major Leaguers, Minor Leaguers, international players from all over the world here. It's one more thing that makes this 2026 Cactus League season so special.
An automated ball strike system returns for the 2026 season after being tested in spring training last year. The camera system allows teams to instantly challenge umpires' calls. And for the first time since 1951, the New York Yankees, who train in Florida, will be making an appearance. They'll face the Chicago Cubs in a two-game series at Mesa's Sloan Park in late March. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Also from the sports world, Suns are off of the NBA All-Star break till next Thursday, but when they get back, they'll be without forward Dylan Brooks. He was suspended a game by the league without pay for picking up too many technical fouls this season. Devin Booker, the Suns' lone All-Star, is expected to participate in the festivities this weekend in L.A. He will be part of the three-point contest on Saturday and the game itself on Sunday. Phoenix enters the break 9 games over 500, just 4 wins short of their win total from all of last season. So it's been a successful season so far for the Suns. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Friday, February the 13th. Don't walk under any ladders or near any black cats. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a great day and a great weekend. And we'll do it again on Monday.